4, CPA Mobile.
Tatum 4, reporting
8-10. See, Tom, that sounded like you. There was some squealing going on in there. I'm not sure what's going on. I'll try that again.
Yeah, I think somebody doubled with me. I don't know who it was. I can't stay long. I just wanted to say hi. Dave, other party, go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
Up to on this day you taking a sun bath and getting all tan and everything?
Well, I was just beginning to read in microbiology messenger ribonucleic acid is a single-stranded molecule of RNA that corresponds to the genetic sequence of a gene, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's from the DNA to the nucleus, the sites, the protein synthesis, and the cytoplasm, or ribosomes. You got all that?
Could you give it to me now in English?
Well, I got to run out and turn the water off on the sprinkler, Dave, and I wanted to say hi. I was going to read this. But it's in Wikipedia, so I think maybe it'll still be there. Just curious, and sitting here watching an episode of JAG, and I got to run out and dispatch a varmint that just trespassed into the kill zone.
In the kill zone. So what is this varmint going to be exterminated with?
A coyote's dinner this evening. Yeah, but I got to get him before all the ants and the flies and all that stuff get around him. He was getting ready to make a lunch out of my coaxial cable.
Either scare them away or put some kind of scented stuff that, you know, that that they don't like or something.
A whole bag or two of mothballs right around the circumference of the porch.
Okay. All right, well, we'll just do that because, you know, I mean, I love cats, don't get me wrong. I'd love to go out there and make friends with them, but they get on the furniture and it's, you know, it's real soft and thick, plush cushions, and they claw it, you know, how cats do, and they're tearing it up, so they're not really my friends because of that. And then they turn the light on, make the light come on, so that's the other thing. So anyway, okay, well good, I'll try that. Thanks.
Comments.
Tim Friday, gentlemen, if you go dumping mothballs around your house, the EPA is going to have a conniption. It's also a wives' tale that keeps away snakes, but the EPA is going to look and frown upon you if you do things like that. Not that I wouldn't do something like that. I'm just saying that there's people out there that would object. That's all. I'm clear.
Yeah, well, thank you. And Dave, I have a better resolution for that. It's called Remington 22 Hollow Point. And if that don't work, Tractor Supply sells the best rat poison I've ever used. And that's the more humane way to do it. I'm just kidding, of course. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm gone that bad. And especially, I don't want to take their life. I just, you know, want them to enjoy it somewhere else. Oh, me. Yeah. So, I got some information, so now I just have to decide what I'm going to do with it. Maybe for CBA.
Just one more suggestion before I walk into the building here. Maybe a 90-pound Rottweiler.
The last dog, we've had many. I say many. We've had several since we got married. And since the last one died, you know, we decided we were done with that because... Yeah, when we want to go somewhere, you know, we've got a border and they were just getting to be more trouble than we wanted to put up with.
Yeah, Roger that. Dogs are, especially the big ones, are kind of a pain that way. They're great for families, but once that phase is over, it's probably time to stop having one.
We loved the last one we had. She was real little. Everybody thought she was a puppy. They go, oh, look at the puppy. You know, she had gray on her nose, so you could tell she was old because she had that gray hair on her nose. But I guess people that don't know, and I don't know that much about dogs, but I know enough to know if they have gray hair on their nose, that means they're not a young pup.
A Labradoodle. She's 60 pounds. Really cute dog. Everybody loves to pet her. Real sweet, real good dog, but she takes up a lot of space when she lays on the floor, and then when she tries to get out of the way, she usually gets further into the way, so that's kind of a pain.
The last one we had was, I don't know what she was. We rescued her from the pound, but she was like 11 pounds. She had real long, thin legs. She looked like almost like a deer. I mean, you know, because she had the long, thin legs and small body. And, but, yeah, she was a real sweet dog. You could do, you know, the kids could do anything to her, and she wouldn't, you know, it didn't bother her. You pull her tail, pull her ears, you know, whatever, pull her hair. I mean, she just didn't care. And and she was the only indoor dog that we had, and the rest of them we kept outside.
Yeah, that's a decision that's got to be made, indoor, outdoor dog. I've always had the inside version of them, and then they get kind of soft. They get a little timid and scared of everything. My dog, whenever she hears a noise, she turns around and won't keep walking.
Dave, I got to go, but my problem with the cats is they'll reach through the chicken pen and grab the chicken by the neck and kill a chicken. I've tried everything to keep them away. I've caught them in have-a-heart traps, left them in there for 2 days, turned them loose thinking that'll scare them away, and they come back the next night and they're trying to kill my chickens. So, I don't have problems with cats anymore. I always loved dogs, hated cats, and I tolerate cats if they come around, but not by the chicken pen. If they got an appetite for chicken, they're going out again. Anyways, talk to you later, Dave. I gotta run out and change that water around. This is NZTR73.
Well, I mean, you have more of a reason to, want to keep them away, and I can understand that with the chickens and all that. So, I don't have that problem. 73. And for everybody else that's in there, I'm pulling in the garage here, so I'm going to jump out of here. And so I'm going to say 73s myself. Everybody have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, clear.
H-A-N, it's Brian in Greenville. Nice talking to you, Dave and Tom. I'm out of here, too. Have a good day, 73s.
Well, I just catch them in a have-a-heart trap, and I transport them to a nice farm and turn them loose. And that way, they can get their mice out there. 73s, NZTR.